Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 16th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages from our home each weekday morning. Today, it's a beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania, and yet still very cold, but a bright sun. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire this day and every day to encourage our podcast listeners. Today's message is titled, Our Final Appointment. Brooksine will read two scripture portions, one from Genesis 35, verse 29, and another from Hebrews 9, verse 27.
Then he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, old and full of years. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment.
We watched the local news last night to get an update on our winter weather-related problems. The camera zoomed in on I-78, which is only about 30 miles away from us. Trucks and cars were lined up for miles, many of the drivers sitting in their vehicles for 20 or more hours. That's getting toward the mountains, and the situation was not nearly as severe where we live. But it sure reminds us of the special perils truck drivers face, since their occupation requires driving, even in the midst of hazardous weather conditions. This weekend, I'm speaking at a retreat for chaplains who work with the trucking industry. The ministry's Transport for Christ, and their main footprint is the placement of mobile chapels and Christian literature at major truck stops here in America and in several other countries. I look forward to sharing God's Word with these chaplains, in part due to my own work background. I drove a truck for a while when I was in college and later drove a school bus for 7 years early in my pastoral ministry. My wife's dad, Brooklyn, was a lifelong trucker who for many years hauled new cars on an auto convoy. He passed away 7 years ago tomorrow, February 17th.
Well, although I was raised in a Christian family, my mother and father walked away from the Lord when I was in high school. Some unsettling things happened in our home as well as the church we were attending that contributed to bitter feelings about the things of the Lord. This was not a brief period, but it extended over 24 years. After Stephen and I got married, we would visit my grandparents in the hills of Arkansas, and I can still easily remember my grandpa's impassioned prayers for Brooklyn and his family to come back to the Lord. And for many years after that, 24 years, as I said, it took, I continued to pray for my family to come back to the Lord. We saw these prayers answered about 12 years ago when something remarkable happened. While we were visiting my parents one Sunday, we took a week off from our pastoring and went to Oklahoma and took them to see the dramatic presentation, Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames, in Sand Springs. In response to the gospel presentation, my parents, Ruth and Brooklyn, walked forward and made an earnest commitment to Christ and lived the last several years of their lives for Him, faithfully attending that very church. Their pastor, Brother Bill, was a dedicated man of God, and he conducted the funeral for both of my parents.
Well, there is a final step of faith, a final appointment that we all will keep. It is not optional, and we can't miss it. We will all, like Isaac, referred to in our first daily verse, breathe our last and die. It sure doesn't take faith to know that we all face death. We see it all around us and feel it most especially when a loved one dies. Our faith is expressed in either a belief that there is an accounting to God and an afterlife, or a belief that there is not. Both views require faith. I absolutely believe there is an afterlife, and I live my life now with that outlook. The second daily verse ought to be memorized and hidden deep within our hearts. Take courage, believer, as you prepare for this certain appointment. Think of it as an eternal promotion so that you face life and death with unwavering devotion and absolute confidence.
Let's pray together. Father, your grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time and has been revealed through him who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Because the gospel has been imparted to me and implemented in my life, I can say with glorious confidence, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have entrusted to him for that day. Keep me true, Father God. Keep me true. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. I'm so blessed by your prayers. And I know many of our listeners are as well. Well, it is a joy to share with you. We are sitting here together holding hands. We are so delighted to have a ministry we can share together, and we look forward to sharing this weekend as well. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today's site features a picture of me standing next to one of the mobile chapels I referred to with Transport for Christ. Also put a link up to the ministry if any might be interested. I'm sure there's some of you that have the truck drivers in your family or might be a truck driver. It's a wonderful ministry seeking to reach truck drivers for the Lord. I was going to say men for Christ, but there are many women truck drivers now as well. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. Be encouraged and just be assured of God's steadfast love as you await that final appointment.